T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 here on a Thursday morning, 22 degrees with a wind chill of 8. President Trump held a Keep America Great rally in Phoenix, Arizona last night. He bashed the Democrats' attempt to impeach him.
It was the radical left's pathetic attempts to nullify your ballots, poison our democracy, and overthrow our entire system of government. But guess what? They failed, and our poll numbers are higher today than they've ever been before.
Several members of a family in Missouri are facing charges after a young girl gives birth.
Investigators in suburban St. Louis say three relatives of an 11-year-old girl are facing charges after she gave birth in the bathtub of their home. The newborn was ultimately taken to a nearby hospital with the umbilical cord and placenta still attached. Police are charging a 17-year-old with rape and sodomy. He reportedly lived in the house with the girl. An adult man and woman also living in the home are facing charges for child endangerment. He's facing an additional charge over his immigration status. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The Sedgwick County Commission approved a 3-year funding agreement with the Greater Wichita Partnership.
The GWP was founded in 2015 with a goal of expanding the region's commercial and industrial base. This topic generated plenty of discussion. Commissioner Jim Howell was concerned with the length of the agreement and that he had only received the details of the deal last Friday. He proposed a 2-year rolling agreement, but that was never brought to a vote.
My opinion is, I raised some good observations, and it's unfortunate that this is being, my opinion, rejected. In my opinion, for political reasons, and that's unfortunate.
Under the agreement, the county will provide $400,000 per year to the organization through 2022. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The University of Kansas will close a residence hall that opened in 1996 because the cost of renovations is prohibitive, and the school's 9 other residence halls are not full. I believe that hall opened in 1966. We get more from Kansas Information Network's Phil Morris.
The Lawrence Journal World reported the university said it has shelved plans to renovate Oliver Hall, which has been closed since the end of the 2018-2019 school year. Chancellor Douglas Girard said it didn't make any sense to put $25 to $40 million into the building. University spokeswoman Erin Barkham Peterson said the residence halls were 95% full on the 20th day of classes in the fall. Girard said closing Oliver Hall was more sensible in part because the other residence halls on campus aren't full. KU has added several on-campus housing options in recent years, and students can choose between 9 residence halls, 12 scholarship halls, and the Jayhawker Towers and Stouffer Place apartments.
In the ongoing fight against viruses and cancer, one company thinks we should look to the lobster.
A company out of Orono, Maine, is looking into using the blood of lobsters to help save human lives. Lobsters could have a key protein in their blood for use in some new drugs. Lobster Unlimited is researching the blood's potential antiviral and anti-cancer properties. Representatives for the company say results are promising. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office issuing them a patent in late October related to their work. Now, lobster blood's easy to come by because it's a byproduct of lobster processing. Most of it right now spills on the floor and just goes right down the drain. John Saucier, Fox News.
Wichita and Sedgwick County Crime Stoppers are asking the public's help in solving an attempted robbery.
On Friday, February 7th, at around 10:15 in the morning, a suspect rode a bicycle to Sayers Jewelry in the 4700 block of East Douglas near Douglas and Oliver. Police officer Kevin Wheeler says after parking the bike, he entered the business carrying a duffel bag.
First, he tried to go into an office, but an employee told him that he was not allowed. The suspect then went back into the main floor area and made several demands for the employee to put merchandise in his duffel bag. The employee did not give the suspect any merchandise, and he quickly left the store. He then got back onto his bicycle and was last seen on surveillance video traveling north along Oliver.
There was no loss or damage to the business, and there were no injuries. A photo of the suspect can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. If you have any information about this suspect, you're asked to call 316-267-2111, submit an online tip, or download the free mobile tip app. Remember, your anonymous tip makes you eligible for a possible reward of up to $2,500. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cold high pressure building in across Wichita and south central Kansas will bring an end to the snowfall we had overnight. And today we expect to be clearing on out with a high 34. Clear and cold tonight down to 18, and then sunny breezy on Friday with a high in the mid-40s. And we continue to warm up into the 50s this weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, light snow and 22 degrees, but we've got a north wind gusting to 26 miles per hour, so the wind chill is 8. It's kind of cool out there, and the driving conditions, as we've been telling you, not good. Going to have to slow down this morning on your commute. This is February 20th. On this date in 1962, astronaut John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth as he flew aboard Project Mercury's Friendship 7 spacecraft, which circled the globe three times in a flight lasting 4 hours, 55 minutes, and 23 seconds before splashing down safely in the Atlantic Ocean, 800 miles southeast of Bermuda. At that point, of course, the Russians were pretty far ahead of us in the space program, the space race, but this was a biggie. We got somebody in orbit, we figured out how to do that, and brought him safely back to Earth. 6:36 now, Steve and Ted, when the police chief of the New Hampshire town of Croydon was told he was being stripped of his duties, he took the news quite literally. Tuesday night, Richard Lee was told the town was disbanding its one-person force, leaving the policing to state police. Lee was told to immediately turn in the key to his cruiser, his guns, and uniform, which he did. He ducked into an office and removed his gear and his uniform, and because he didn't have spare clothes or a ride home, he began walking home in his skivvies in a snowstorm. He walked nearly a mile before his wife picked him up, but they couldn't wait. They could say, yeah. Why don't you just bring him in tomorrow?
It seems kind of stupid.
Kind of nasty. Yeah. All right, to 6:37 now, Steve and Ted. Ted, you were talking about Newman University and the wrestling that was going on there. Tonight they're playing basketball. Newman's entertaining Fort Hays State in basketball. Okay, my son Scott, you know, he's teaching at Newman now, and he's invited me to go to the game with him. I haven't been to a basketball game with Scott. I don't know that I have ever been to a basketball game with Scott, so I think we're going to go see what the Newman Jets have to offer.
I think Emporia State's the opponent.
Is he Emporia? Yeah, I think he's got Fort Hays, but I think he could be wrong. Could be Emporia State. But we're going to check him out tonight, see what's happening.
Look at you going to a basketball game tonight.
Yeah, I know. That's a
wild. That?
It's a wild life I lead here. Okay. Coming up on...
You guys will have a great time.
Well, I think we will. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Wednesday, the feeder cattle scored new highs for the month of February and closed positive and near the highs of the session, while the live cattle traded mixed throughout the session and late buying allowed a mostly positive close for the live cattle. There was some 120 cash trade taking place yesterday in the Southern Plains, and we're also hearing feed yards passing on the 120 bids. Now, Friday is our monthly cattle on feed report with expectations of the third largest February on feed number the past 25 years. Lean hogs enjoyed triple-digit gains yesterday and new highs for the month of February. On the close, April live cattle 20 cents higher at 120.80. March feeder cattle $1.47 higher at 140.77. And April lean hogs $2.07 higher at 67.57. Now, the trading news Wednesday was very quiet as our corn and wheat gave back some of the gains they made Tuesday, while the soybeans closed on the positive side. Friday is expiration of the March grain and soy options. Downside continues overnight as we got March Kansas City wheat now 4.5 cents lower at 4.75 1/4. March corn down a penny and a quarter at 3.79 1/4. March soybeans 5.5 cents lower at 8.91 3/4. April crude oil trading 44 cents higher this morning at $53.93. April gold's $8.40 higher at $1,620.30. The March S&P 6 3/4 points lower at 33.80 1/2. March dollar index 17 cents higher, $99.76. And March Dow Jones futures down 55 points at 29,282. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lester Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
It looks like we're getting 1 to 2 inches of snow over here in the Wichita area. You're in Augusta, which, of course, is in Butler County. What's going on over there as far as the weather is concerned this morning?
Well, I think we have less than an inch. It just looks like we got a real nice coating, and that's about it.
So probably the turnpike as we get out of Butler County going north, probably in pretty good shape, you think? Or
I wouldn't try to outguess that, because you know how snow and all this stuff varies, you know, just a few miles apart. And, you know, I've seen some areas that are out there already talking, you know, slick conditions, and be careful of elevated areas.
Yep. So, all right. Well, is it snowing right now in Augusta?
Well, it's kind of hard to see out there. It looks a little on the dark side, Steve.
Okay, never mind.
You would think that white snow would show up good in the dark, wouldn't you?
But you should put on a yard light or something over there. Why, you know, don't be so darn cheap about that.
Yeah, that stuff costs money.
And electricity costs a lot of money, I understand, but good gravy.
Yeah, I just looked out a different window here, and it is not snowing.
It's not, okay. Thank you, sir. 640 now, Steve and Ted. Woodward, I did a double check. Did you? Newman's got Emporia State. You were right.
That's correct.
I was misinformed. So at least that's all right. Newman's playing. That's what we're going to go to see, the basketball game tonight. 641, Steve and Ted coming to Intrust Bank Arena August 5th. Def Leppard and ZZ Top.
Hey now.
Yeah. And I have a pair of tickets right now if you'd like to go.
Oh, my.
If you'd like to go to a concert, give us a call, 869-1330, if you want to go see Def Leppard and ZZ Top. Courtesy Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. Coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP. Spend your money already, says Don. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.